Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. D. Sparky Pfeiffer with you. How are we feeling today on a Monday coming off of a wild card weekend in which I think for the most part everything played out the way that people kind of thought it was going to play out, outside of maybe that Cowboys game maybe didn't play out the way everybody thought it was going to play out.
That did. Packer fans had Cowboys losing this before it even started.
Correct. But I'm saying nationally, I think a lot of people had picked the Cowboys in that game.
I think nationally there's a lot of Cowboy hate, too. Oh. I don't think it's just okay.
I didn't watch the same shows.
Wisconsin. Yeah, I think nationally there was a lot of Cowboy hate nationally.
So the Niners were the favorite in the game then?
Yeah. I don't know what Vegas is saying. I'm just saying – people in general. Oh. I don't know about Vegas. Now, you're asking me about Vegas or Dan Orlowski
Guys. Or I don't know who they picked before the game.
What's Ryan's last name? Ryan Clark.
I don't know what he said either.
Yeah, me neither. I was just saying, but just people nationally.
Dan Orlowski.
Nobody liked the Packers.
Dan Orlowski was hot to trot for McCarthy after the game. Damian Woody said he should be fired after the game. I mean, these former players are killing McCarthy that football
game.
Absolutely killing him. And we'll get to more Mike McCarthy talk for sure coming up in the next hour. But what player or team impressed you the most from Wild Card Weekend? What player or team impressed you the most from watching the games this weekend? The number is simple. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. Michael Lombardi, us the NFL insider, former NFL GM, will join us in 1/2 hour. Also, we'll talk with Greg Bedard, founder of BostonSportsJournal.com, and, of course, formerly of Sports Illustrated for a number of years, and before that, covered the Packers for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So we'll have old-time friend Greg Bedard on coming up in the 3rd hour of the show. Leroy Butler off today. He will be back tomorrow. Are you guys doing your show tonight for Spectrum News 1?
Yes.
The football show?
Yes.
You guys are taping?
Yes.
Tonight. Okay.
Yes.
So that show will still be on tonight at 7 and 11, I believe it is, on Spectrum News 1. They'll be recapping what happened in the NFL this weekend and looking ahead to what's going to be a matchup between the Packers and the San Francisco 49ers. Cowboys-Niners, let's just start there. since that's
sure
what everybody's going to want to talk about anyhow.
Sure.
I guess I was impressed most, I guess, by the fact that the San Francisco 49ers were able to slow down and nullify that Cowboys offense for a good portion of that game. I mean, to me, and we talked about it, and you and I were on the same level as far as they got so much talent. Like, it's just not as easy to stop them as you would think. And for the first half of that game, I mean, they shut them down. I mean, the Cowboys couldn't do much of anything. And for as much talent as that Cowboys team had, I mean, after the game was done, I just read out what a complete waste of a ton of talent, because you should be able to get farther than the stupid wild card round when you've got CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, Ezekiel Elliott, who apparently was playing on a torn PCL the whole time, and then you have Pollard behind him, who I don't think they utilize nearly enough, but Pollard behind him, you got what's to believe to be one of the better quarterbacks in the league in Dak Prescott. I think he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league in Dak Prescott. And you just couldn't do anything with it. Like, I thought last week, and I'm wrong. I mean, I was wrong on the Patriots-Bills games too, but I thought they'd hang 30 on them. I just thought there was too much offense for them to deal with for the Niners' defense of what they had, and clearly dead wrong. They completely nullified that offense.
To me, Smart's got in the room.
McCarthy?
Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, Kellen Moore, whoever you want to blame.
I don't know who's calling it.
Well, they're saying it. I think it's Moore. That's who calls it.
Smart's got in the room.
Yeah.
I mean, obvious stuff that they could have had, they didn't even try, the Cowboys. And all this trickery stuff, you know, want to look good, you know, all the window dressing, you know, the Smart's got in the room stuff hurt them. The pre-snap penalties.
Oh, the penalties were awful.
Just kill them. I mean, you're out before the play has even started. It's first and 15.
Yep.
You can't be doing that in these types of games. You know, when it's ramped up and these teams are that much better. And to me, the Cowboys beat themselves more than I think the 49ers did. The Cowboys put themselves in bad down and distance situation. They were undisciplined. They just didn't play. The stars of the Cowboys, CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, who was the running back?
Ezekiel Elliott.
All them guys didn't show up. None of those guys showed up. And you add that with the coaching, Smart's guy in the room, that hurt them as well. They all, to me, are culpable for them losing that game. It just was, I wish I could say another word, but it was just a crap show. It was awful. I mean, it was just, I'm watching this going like, are these guys ready to play? I mean, pre-snap penalties? You don't know what the count is, dude? Are you kidding me? We got Gregory. Why are you tackling this dude, the offensive lineman, dude? What are you doing?
It was a bear hug.
Guy's way out here.
It was a bear hug and threw him down.
What are you doing?
All I could think of was Gregory thought maybe it was a tight end that had the ball and didn't know who it was. That's all I could think of is maybe he thought that was a tight end and he was trying to tackle Kittle. I don't know who he thought it was.
That was just the weirdest thing. And they did some other weird stuff. What was the play that they had, and then they want to try to change from the punt team to the offense, and I don't know what they were trying to do. Smartest guy in the room stuff. And then they get caught. They got a penalty. Now you got to start first and 15.
And then there's the last play.
And then there's the last play. And it felt like to me that they had no idea what they were doing. Like, they knew what the play was called. I think they knew that was the play. But then what we're going to do next after that felt like no one knew what to do after that. And I'm just real quick. To me, Steve, that's coaching.
Of course it is.
That you know, you call the play, but everybody's got to be on the same page of what to do after that. If that were, say, me doing, we run through these down and distances all the time, these special plays. It's 14 seconds, it's 15 seconds, it's 18 seconds, whatever it is. All that stuff is practice doing your specialty plays. You know how much time you got to get to where you're going, and you should have a play already called. It should be like built in, baked in, as Leroy would say, and you should know what you're doing. Now, you can blame the players, saying that the players didn't know and they didn't follow through, But at the end of the day, it's going to fall on McCarthy or Kellen Moore or whoever's in charge of that to make that happen. It's going to fall in on them because maybe you didn't drill it enough for those guys to know. Now, are players going to make mistakes? Yeah, they are. But I still think that whole situation falls back on the players and the coaches.
So Damian Woody said that everybody knows it takes 16 seconds to run what they were trying to run. Now, there's no way they could have pulled that off with a play in the middle of the field or a running play like that with any type of success with 14 seconds. Now, I don't know where he came up with 16 because you don't know how far Prescott's going to get running the ball.
Correct. So that's why I disagree with that.
So I don't understand how you can make that statement.
You don't. You have a time, but you don't. But you also have practice. If we're at 14, it's what they were, and we, how many yards we need to get?
When do you have to slide on the clock?
When I got to slide on the clock. Right. That's built in. You already know how many yards I got to get. So that's already been drilled. So to me, that's on Dak, obviously, because he went too far. And then second to that, you look at the players or McCarthy, and you have to say, hey, Dak, it's only 14. You're not going to be able to get to the 30, or you're not going to be able to get to whatever. You got to make sure you can't take all the – you got to have a clock in your head. We don't need all of this.
Well, the other problem was that the referee that was going to spot the ball never moved. Play happened, and he's still way back
that's
there.
That's their problem, too. You got to get the ball to the official.
The official was way back.
I understand,
all the way
but
down.
You got to stop and hand him the ball. They never did. They were moving the ball around. Yeah, the official was late, but that still cost him like a second or two.
So there's two things on that. Late. Right. So somebody tweeted out, and I didn't know this. I didn't watch a lot of XFL last year or 2 years ago, whenever the XFL was last. They had one referee that wore a red hat and had a football on his side and had football in his hand. And all his job was to run up and
spot
place
it.
The football. That's all he did. Didn't throw flags, nothing.
Right.
So that's one way to counteract that.
Yes.
The second thing is kind of like when you tell an umpire, look, I'm calling a timeout. As soon as this play ends, I want a timeout.
Yes.
Couldn't Dak have just
turned to
the ump and just said, hey, I'm running a draw here, but when I get down, I need somebody to place that ball right
on
away.
On the sideline.
To kind of give him a heads
doing.
Up.
Yeah,
right.
Here's what
so
we're
they
doing.
Know. Right.
All that. And all that wasn't communicated.
Yeah. That.
All that.
That was
that whole
a big
thing.
Mistake.
Was all messed up. Now, you can say it's the players. You can say it's the coaching. Whatever it is, they didn't do that right. Now, I would say it starts with the coaching first. That has to be drilled.
True.
Over and over and over again. Then it could be on the players where they didn't fall through. But nobody took blame. McCarthy or Kellen Moore, you know, the interview. But nobody, they blamed the refs. So if you're going to blame the refs, I would have said to McCarthy them then, what you just said. Why don't you tell them that this is what you're gonna do?
Right.
We're gonna spike the ball. Are we gonna slide here at 10 seconds? We're going, and I need for you to be there or something like that. Now, once again, it should be on the refs to do their job, but sometimes you gotta do their job for them, or at least give them a heads up.
Yeah, no question. He's Gary Ellerson.
Awful.
Steve Sparky, Fiverr. It is the Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh live from the Lakeland University studios. Online learning, 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. What player or team impressed you the most from Wild Card Weekend? We'll get into some of that coming up next. Chris in Brookfield will lead things off. Dial it up, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648, or tweet us at Big Show Network.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Risky. They had time. Dak's supposed to go, but you're not supposed to go past 10 or 12 yards. Once you get into that 13, 14, the clock runs and gets away from you on something like this happens.
Gene, here you go. Remember we saw this on the play after the fake punt? The same scenario where the umpire got in the way?
He has to touch it, though.
Yep.
Dak doesn't realize.
To.
These guys don't realize.
Yep.
He has to touch the ball.
Gene Steratore,
yeah, you
your
are
take.
All over it, Jim.
Yep.
You and Tony are all over it. The umpire and official has to touch the football after it's set down to start the next play. And in this scenario, the umpire's got to get through those bodies and touch that football. Where he's spotting it is really irrelevant. It's a matter of him touching it and getting out of the way. And as we saw, time just ran out at the end of the game for him to do that.
What a bizarre way to end it.
No doubt. Yeah. Nance and Romo on the call. Gene Steratore, the former NFL ref.
You had to practice that as well.
McCarthy said they practiced that play. They've been practicing that play.
Yeah, not even that. You have to practice, okay, getting the football to the official and getting out of the way. I mean, the official had to, like, squeeze in there.
Right.
Between knocking guys. Over guys to get him in there. You have to practice, okay, center, just get out of the way, let him come in there and touch the ball. All that has to be repped.
It's crazy.
And I know, to me, the team, it just looks like the team was ill-prepared.
Yeah.
Once again, I believe the Dallas Cowboys were the, and maybe Plucker, one of you guys, I think they are the most penalized team in the NFL.
I believe that's right.
It used to be the Raiders all the time back in the day. And when you're the most penalized team in the NFL, that means that you're playing undisciplined football. That means you're hurting yourself. That means you're always starting from behind. That means that you're making the game much harder than it should be. Nobody, and I should never say nobody, but I'm just going to say it. I don't think there's a team out there that's winning the Super Bowl as being the most penalized team in the NFL. So that means that you got to go back and clean up some of this stuff that is happening. Pre-snap penalties should just drive coaches crazy, and especially if it's on the offense. You have a snap count for a reason. I mean, you think it's tough. Try to teach a snap count to six-year-olds.
Can't even imagine.
Okay?
No thanks.
You want to know what's hard? Try to teach that to six-year-olds. Can we finally go? Can we just go on two? Let's just rep two. We're going to go on 2 6-year-olds. Let's just try to go on 2. Can we? I know we can go on first sound. That's maybe it. Can we try 1? So you got to go red. That will be the first sound. And then, you know, set and whatever. Can we? These guys in the NFL, I don't know how many pre-snap. They might have had, I'm making this number up. It felt like they had about 10 pre-snap penalties. That's unheard of.
Yep. Nope, completely undisciplined. I agree with you 1,000%. All right, asking you, what player or team impressed you most from Wild Card Weekend? Chris in Brookfield, you're first up on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Sparky. What's up, buddy?
Man, how can I get to the question when you got the whole Dallas thing, man? That was between them and the Raiders. I didn't know who's going to shoot themselves in the foot the most, but it wound up being Dallas because they had the most penalties in a playoff game, second most in NFL history. If McCarthy doesn't fire that offensive coordinator, then Jones is going to fire McCarthy.
That offensive coordinator is interviewing for head coaching jobs this week.
Good. I hope he's gone, even though I hate Dallas, but that was ridiculous. Who impressed me the most was number 19 from San Francisco.
Debo.
Samuel Debo, man. He scares me. Green Bay Packers have always had a problem with that kind of player coming across the backfield, coming in motion. And for a wide receiver to be able to run it up the gut without fear and get yardage and be physical and then his speed on the outside, woo, I'm scared. And I'll tell you what, if San Francisco don't keep Jimmy G, someone in the NFL is going to pay that kid because last two games, I thought he looked pretty doggone good managing that offense.
There was a report out yesterday that they're moving him. Thanks for the call, Chris. He's gone.
They're going
Trey Lance.
Had they lost this game, they were moving them. They're still not out. The jury is still not out if they're moving. And it all depends on how far they go.
If they lose to the Packers, I should say when they lose to the Packers, I still think
that
they trade
him. Case.
But he's building trade value for them.
Yes.
I mean, he's getting them picks.
Yes,
every game he wins, he's increasing the chances of getting even a better pick for him. Hey, look at the Colts.
Yes.
They're out on Carson Wentz.
Yes.
That's clear.
Yes.
Now, who they go get, if it's Derek Carr from the Raiders, if it's Garoppolo, they're going to go get
somebody.
Well,
you're saying, I got to build a team around Garoppolo, and I can win with Garoppolo. You know, can I just say this?
Indy's got a running game, so it doesn't have to depend on him.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm thinking? This is maybe bad of me. And I'm saying to myself, self, can Jordan Love beat Garoppolo? Why am I doing that? Why am I? That just crossed my mind. Garoppolo threw a pick, and Shanahan goes, okay, we're done. This is it. Hand it off. That's it. You're done. This San Francisco team, it's a nice team. Got a great defense, but Garoppolo just don't screw it. Can Jordan Love do that? Okay, I'm done with it. But why is that in my brain as I'm watching this game?
Because everybody's fearful of what happens after Rodgers, yeah, and everybody's hoping Love can be something average to above average.
I guess.
I don't think any. Well,
did it cross your mind or no?
No.
No.
I thankfully didn't think of Jordan Love all weekend.
Way it crossed my mind as I'm watching.
And thank you to my brain for not thinking of Jordan Love all weekend.
Sorry.
Let's move on to Stephen Waukesha. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What team or player impressed you most from Wild Card Weekend, Steve?
Well, I would say the defense of San Fran. I was telling all my friends I would rather have McCarthy come in so we could whop on him. I didn't want to have to see San Fran. I think their defense is awesome. I think they proved it against Dallas. They shut him down. McCarthy was not prepared for him like he always was in a playoff game. And does it surprise anybody that McCarthy messed up the end of a game as usual?
I want to ask you something. And you say, like, McCarthy has always never been prepared in a playoff game, right? Did you say that, Steve?
Yep.
So let me ask you this. So who's it on, and this is a small sample size, who's it on right now in Green Bay is the reason why we've lost two NFC championship games without McCarthy being prepared?
Being prepared, I would say it's still got to be on the coach.
Okay, that's all I need to
know. So you say it's on LaFleur right now.
But I would put a caveat to that.
Okay.
McCarthy has had a lot more appearances than LaFleur has.
I understand that.
For sure.
Yes, I understand that.
Oh, no doubt. You're
just
right,
small. That's why I say small sample size.
Yeah, so coaching. Okay, yeah. Thanks for the call.
So it's on LaFleur. All right.
I was having this conversation with our morning guy, Bart Winkler, off the air today. I don't believe they're going to lose another game. I think the Packers win the Super Bowl. I've been saying that. I'm not moving.
Yeah.
But if for some reason they lose to the Niners, he's going to be on the hot seat with Packer fans.
Who?
LaFleur. He's going to be on the hot seat with Packers.
Well, he should not be. I'm telling you that right now.
I'm just telling you.
You have to wait and see how it plays out.
This will be year three. No, if they go conference championship, and then if we look at this team and go, this team is better than the last two he's had and loses in the divisional round at Lambeau Field, Packer fans are going to be mad.
They can be mad, but they better be mad with the right person.
I'm telling you.
But it depends on how it plays out, though. I have to see the game to know where to lay the blame.
Right. I mean, if it looks like the Cowboys and there's false
starts,
I'm going to
tell you right now, maybe you blame LaFleur last year. You got three. Okay, here we go. You got three picks in the second half. Maybe you blame LaFleur for not getting the ball in the end zone. I don't know.
Right. But again, and then if the defense doesn't go well, it'll be on LaFleur for hiring Joe Barry and they'll forget about the rest of the year.
We'll see.
Eric in Green Bay, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show Network. WDUZ in Green Bay. Better call Eversol after the Big Show. What's up, Eric?
Too much was happening, fellas.
All right. What impressed you most from the weekend?
Well, for sure, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills.
Bingo.
Man, they're going to be a problem for anybody. That guy, if that cat plays like that, man, you're going to have to bring your A game. You're going to get them because those guys, they're no joke. And so that's who impressed me the most. And I wasn't surprised by the Dallas game at all. I think, you know, one of the things that I think McCarthy showed himself the door in Green Bay. I mean, here's weird structure where you had corners meeting in a different room than the safeties meeting in a different room than the linebackers. And the allegations of him missing meetings and being late because he's getting a massage. And it's just, man, Dallas has just had that. They're yeah, you're tough. You know, you're going to stick your chest out and talk a bunch of junk and act like you've just been beaten up on a bunch of badasses when you've been beaten up on all the neighborhood elementary school kids, man. They're paper tiger. I'm not surprised at all that they got showed the door. And I don't think the Niners are going to do that same thing here. No. I mean, as far as what you were saying earlier, Gary, with who's on the last 2 years on, well, Kevin King last year straight up, 14 points are on him. And you can put that on defensive coaching staff if you want. But 14 points are on Kevin King and NyQuil. And then the year before that, there wasn't anybody that thought that the Packers were going to beat the Niners.
No, not me. I figured they were going to get hammered. Yeah, I agree with you, Eric. Thanks for the call. All right, I get to Michael Lombardi, Odyssey NFL insider, former NFL GM, joins us next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show serving up hot and fresh. He's Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson. And we were talking about this earlier, about Deebo Samuel being that guy. And see, the plays like this, if you're a Packers fan, this is what gets you nervous.
From the 25. Deebo follows his blockers and takes off. Inside the 10. What a run. Touchdown, San Francisco.
That's the problem is, 26-yard touchdown runs. I mean, it's more than just him catching the ball. It's him getting handed the ball and doing goofy stuff like that. That, to me, and we talked about this last week, remember, as far as, how does things change? If Devontae's in the backfield, how does that change what the defense does? Now, with Deebo, they've been doing this long enough. Now, Right. Well, you got enough tape. You should be somewhat Right. Prepared for this coming in. But do you treat it like it's a quarterback that can run, almost like a spy, like a linebacker, that's your guy. Wherever he goes, if he's in the backfield, Devontae Campbell, you got Deebo Samuel. Or does a safety now get responsible for him if he's in the backfield lined up? Or how do you put responsibility to make sure he doesn't kill you?
Well, if I'm them, if I'm the Packers, I think you're playing a matchup game, obviously. So if he's outside, they motion him. So say if he's outside, you probably got a corner on him. They motion him back into the backfield, right? And he becomes really the responsibility of the linebacker or the safety. So you have to decide what they're doing with him out of the backfield. Okay, are they running flat routes? Are they running go routes? What's the route tree are they running with Deebo in order for me to know what I need to do with him as a matchup is concerned with my secondary? Because if they're running a go route, it's going to take you longer to run a go route out of the backfield than it is if I'm outside. So that means that you got to have time to throw that football, right?
Yep.
So to me, it's situational. It depends on what route he's running coming out of the backfield. If he's running a flat route, maybe I can put a safety on, right? But if he's doing some other kind of stuff, running deep routes, and I got to get a corner on him. So it all depends.
The other thing about this too, and we're Michael Lombardi had some stuff come up, so he's not going to be able to join us right now.
Can I go back real quick?
Yeah.
I know you want to. Josh Allen, because his last caller brought up Josh Allen. I'm going to go with Josh because I know we were doing a lot of these games. Josh Allen threw a pass. He was rolling right. I forget who it was on the run and threw a absolutely die. I mean, just
got a huge
threw
job.
It.
Always has.
What? Yep. No. Fine, Steve. Always have a huge arm. But I'm talking about on the money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got a big arm. But I'm talking about throwing it and putting it in somewhere. The Joker's normally wide right, wide left. He's got a huge cannon. To me, Josh Allen, and maybe in his playoff, maybe this is his coming out party. We'll have to see what he does because he's very inconsistent. But he threw some balls in this game. I went like, man, I know about the arm strength. I'm talking about his accuracy right now that he threw with in this particular. I felt like Josh, what's his name?
Josh Allen.
Took a step forward to me, a raised the level. Now we'll have to see what he does when they come back to the next game, but this game here, that dude was on fire.
Josh Allen obviously was the story of that game, but for Packer fans on social media specifically, this was the play of the game.
Jones pump, rifle downfield, intercepted! Sliding catch made by Hyde for the pick. Micah Hyde, second team All-Pro, and what a play. Aguilar, the intended target.
People losing their minds.
They, as well as they should be.
Losing their minds.
As well as they should
this be. This dude played so well for the Chargers. Then ends up in Buffalo and comes up with a big play there.
Micah Hyde didn't
play for Buffalo.
Chargers.
Right, Casey Hayward. Casey Hayward. That's what I was saying about, right. Yeah. Micah Hyde in Buffalo the whole time since he left Green Bay. But Micah Hyde comes up with that play, and again, people are like, well, I don't understand why they got rid of Micah Hyde. What did Micah Hyde do wrong to get rid of? And I'm telling you right now, we go back to both of those guys being gotten rid of, there wasn't a lot of uproar and people furious and mad.
Nobody was.
Phone lines filled up. They're going to regret this. He's going to be an All-Pro one day. Hey, none of this stuff was going on for Micah Hyde.
Nobody was.
Stop.
Nobody was.
Revisionist history.
But no. Yes, you're right. But here's the thing, Steve. Fearful. Now, y'all, be you. All y'all people that doing the numbers and the cap and all this, That's why they didn't re-sign Hyde and Casey Hayward. They want to pay him. So they were cap casualties.
Yep.
This is all the stuff that you guys are fearing
right
now. That's why they didn't. Now, they didn't see Micah Hyde having this big of an upside. They thought that he was replaceable. But this was one of the reasons why they didn't sign either one of those guys, because they felt that they didn't fit on the cap, that they felt like they were going to have to overpay these guys, and they just didn't see the upside in it. That's what I thought of immediately. Like, okay, who are the two Packer guys that they're going to let go this year? Because everybody keep talking about the cap, that they're going to, like, regret, and he's going to go somewhere and do some mess like
Devondre
that. That's
Campbell.
What came in my brain.
Devondre Campbell.
Yeah.
That's going to be the guy. That's going to be the guy. Because, again, he's going to get a huge payday. And again, like you always say, we have no idea. And
yeah,
I don't know the forwards and backwards of this whole thing. But Devondre Campbell, my guess is he's gone. Like,
you know
I don't see how he stays.
They're going to keep somebody, and it's going to build some rule somewhere. And you're going to call me, did you know that rule exists? And I'm going to say, no, I didn't.
Right. Yeah.
Did you know they could do that? I don't know how they could do that. I don't know how they do
that's
that,
That's the
Steve.
Hope. But, I mean, we've seen other teams go into salary cap hell and not be able to get out of it.
Right.
I mean, it's killed. It killed the Niners back in the day.
Yeah.
It's killed a lot of teams in the NFL. The Saints have been going through it but still trying to be competitive with no quarterback.
And they have been.
Absolutely right. What player or team impressed you most from Wildcard Week in the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. And obviously, Josh Allen is clearly one of those guys that impresses everybody at the end of the day. And I can get down with that and everything else. But again,
they took out a huge can. You saw, for me, Buffalo, they knew that they were embarrassed by that last game against New England. They knew that they were the better team.
They ought to have been.
And they knew that Josh Allen was the best player on the field. Now, it's up to the coaching staff to figure out how to put him in the right position to be that guy. And it's up to Josh Allen to raise his game and be that guy. And that's what you saw. You saw Josh Allen, along the defense plays well too, but you saw Josh Allen specifically take over that game and be the best guy on the field. They had the best guy.
Now, that maybe was a question going in as far as what Josh Allen was going to show up in that game. Okay, fine. And he played out of his mind, like you're right. The other dude that played well enough, again, despite all the injuries, no Leonard Fournette in that game, couldn't play, no Jones in that game, he couldn't play either, yet this dude just did his thing.
Here's the play, dropping to throw, Brady looks toward the end zone, throws, caught ball, Evans, he's got a Tampa Bay touchdown, does a somersault, and the Bucs put the dagger in the heart of the Eagles.
I hate when people do, that's Larrabee's line, don't use Larrabee's line. 31-0. That made it, and that highlight. For me, again, when we look at it, that highlight, like, I got to make sure I get it right. It's courtesy of 98 Rock down in Tampa Bay. For me, he played really well. I watched that game, and I said, oh, yeah, they can be beat. That team can definitely be beat. Tampa Bay. Yeah, I don't look at that team like last year's Tampa team the same way. I look at this team. Now, again, we'll see. You know, injuries and everything else and how that whole thing plays out. Jensen ended up coming back in the game for the Buccaneers. They lost their tackle, Wirfs from Iowa. So we'll see how that all plays out. But I don't look at Tampa Bay and go, oh yeah, Packers are in trouble. Maybe I should. But I don't fear Tampa at all at this point.
I looked at that game and I go, that defense is going to cause Green Bay some problems.
Why?
Because they're still making plays all over the place. What's it, Devin, whatever the kid's name? I mean, they are still fast, get to the football. Now, Philadelphia, they didn't have much, but that defense is good.
Well,
it's going to cause the Packers some problem. Going to cause Aaron Rodgers some problem. They're stout up front. They do a lot of different things. They give you a lot of different looks. You don't know where they're coming from. They're going to cause some problems for some people. Now, offensively, maybe I get down with you. But defensively, they can get the ball back to Brady. They can get stopped.
Extra men on the rush. Eagles pick it up. Hurts throws, and it's picked. Intercepted by Shaq Barrett.
That was a hell of an interception.
And he's rumbling all the way to the 36-yard line. An interception in the third turnover by the Eagles in this game.
Yes. That defense is
Shaq
good.
Barrett, that's Leroy's guy.
That defense is good.
Came up and played well. Obviously, that Tampa Bay defense played well. But like you said, this is the
other thing. 45? That's the kid's name? Yeah. Not Shaq Barrett, the other kid. Is that Devin?
Devin White?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
This is the other thing. And I wanted to ask Lombardi this. Because I see all these people killing Jalen Hurts, right?
He's just not that good.
So they get rid of Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
And then they keep Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. Everybody says, oh, Philly's done. They're going to be horrible. Mm-hmm. They still made the playoffs.
They rallied around it.
Despite whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. My question is, when you're a general manager, and that's your pick,
yeah,
right? That was Howie Roseman's pick.
Yeah.
So if that's your pick,
yeah,
how long do you give a player before you determine he's not the guy?
Well, they got to go get another guy.
It's only been 2 years.
Yeah, but they got to go. Here's what you look at.
Because I mean, we're saying give Jordan Love time. I mean,
but how do you want to win? Okay.
Okay.
Can we win this way with him? Can we get to a Super Bowl with him? Because I think at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to, right?
That's what
we can win like 9-10 games and be bounced in the first round of the playoffs every year. It hurts. Okay. Now, where do we want to go from there? And that's basically where they are.
But again, we talk about the guys that are out there. So, obviously, Wentz ain't going back to Philly. But Derek Carr could be, because that's a mutual decision between the Raiders and Carr. So, Carr could be a guy that's on the move. Jimmy Garoppolo could be a guy on the move. So, if they have Carr or Garoppolo, do they beat Tampa Bay? No. I don't think they do. I think the outcome's the same. Maybe it's not as big of a margin.
You're talking about Philly?
Yeah.
They need a little bit more. What's the receiver, Devontae Smith?
My Alabama receiver.
He was just okay, but when they got the ball, you saw he could. I think he was hurt. Wentz, I like Carr probably better than Wentz. I think he can do a little bit more for you.
But they lose that game regardless if it's Carr or Garoppolo at quarterback for Philly yesterday.
Sure, they do. So it's more. It's more than just Hurts.
Yeah.
But you saw what you need to see out of Hurts to say, I don't think this guy can get me to the next level. You don't feel like that with Garoppolo, though, do you?
Well, Garoppolo's been in a Super Bowl.
I understand. So, but Garoppolo may be only a few steps ahead of that where you feel like you can win
so
with Garoppolo.
You thought of Love watching Garoppolo.
Yes.
You know what I thought of?
What?
I thought of, man, there's just a bunch of other guys in this league outside of Rodgers and a couple of guys.
Yes, yes.
Everybody else.
Yes.
I mean, we talk about Stafford throwing picks.
Yes.
Garoppolo's going to throw picks.
Yes.
Josh Allen's been throwing picks.
Yes.
I mean, these other dudes have their days where they look good.
What about moments?
Moments?
Play to play.
Right. Yes. And then all of a sudden, that same dude that looked good this week, next week, Garoppolo could throw two or three picks and they lose.
Right.
You just don't know. The consistency is what makes Rodgers so great.
Correct. What are the greatest ones?
Right. Yes. Mike the Painter, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, Buffalo was the team of the weekend. They just...
Did we lose him?
Yep. He gone. Okay. All right. Sorry, Mike. So there goes Mike the Painter. Hey, it is the Wendy's Big Show. And don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. The next play coming up this afternoon, 5 o'clock tip, I believe. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's, for a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win. So act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. The Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, and you. Talk about wild card weekend. Get a better breakfast at Wendy's. Buy any breakfast sandwich and get any size drink in a Wendy's cup for free. Hot coffee, Diet Coke, vanilla frosticino, whatever you may want. It's free. Get your free drink when you buy a Wendy's breakfast sandwich today. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours. During breakfast hours. Mike the Painter, you're next here on the Wendy's Big Show. Try number two. What's up, Mike?
Hey, thanks for taking my call again. I hit the mute button on accident.
That's all right.
So, Buffalo Bills are the winners of this weekend, and they are the scariest team out there right now. Tom Brady and Tampa Bay do not scare me at all. Pat Holmes and Kansas City don't scare me. It is the Buffalo Bills, because if Josh Allen is on, he has it all. He has the scrambling ability, and he has the arm. That team, oh, wow, that team looked just unbeatable.
But are you going to get that guy for two more, three more games?
I mean, you know, that's it.
You just don't know what Josh Allen you're going to get, man.
You don't, but, man, he's just unstoppable.
And yeah, he's on.
He can pull it off because he has it in him. He really does.
We will find out. Thanks for the call. You know, we made our predictions before the season, and they were my pick to play the Packers in the Super Bowl. Then we had a chance to redo it. We had a chance to redo it last week, and I redid it and pulled them right out because I didn't like how they were playing at the end. Do you know why they get a ton of credit from me? Not necessarily about him. It's about they were playing a sixth offensive lineman. They were using their fullback actually the way they should have been using their fullback during the year, and now that creates less pressure on Allen because now they're able to run the ball. Mm-hmm. They couldn't do that against New England the first time. Now they've got a threat of a ground game. Now, if they don't bail on that in the next round and they continue to do that, that's going to help out Josh Allen a ton.
Well, and they had design runs for Josh Allen. Design, which was incredible. And you got to use him. I'm sorry. He's that Deshaun Watson type of a quarterback, but with a better arm.
He's Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Wendy's Big Show, Leroy Butler off today. We'll be back tomorrow. Dan Plucker, executive producer on the side of the glass. We're going to talk about Mike McCarthy and how much better could this Packers team have been with Rodgers if he never was the Packers head coach. We'll discuss that next.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.